John Walker Lind, the 20-year-old American who was captured alongside Taliban forces in Afghanistan, will be tried by a civilian court in the United States. He was charged yesterday with helping terrorist organizations and conspiring to kill U.S. citizens. If convicted, Walker would face a maximum sentence of life in prison, NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
John Walker Lind evokes many emotions among Americans. By his own account, Walker allied himself with the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. But he's also young and perhaps impressionable. Yesterday, Attorney General John Ashcroft said Walker, a California boy from a privileged background, is an enigma. We may never know why he turned his back on America, Ashcroft said, but we cannot ignore that he did.
Youth is not absolution for treachery. And personal self-discovery is not an excuse to take up arms against one's country. Misdirected Americans cannot seek direction in murderous ideologies and expect to avoid the consequences.
What those consequences should be has prompted great debate in the Bush administration. Should prosecutors charge the 20-year-old with treason, which can carry the death penalty, or go for a lesser charge, which is not as difficult to prove and takes account of John Walker's youth? Prosecutors settled on 4 non-death penalty counts: conspiring to kill Americans, engaging in prohibited transactions with the Taliban, and providing material support and resources to terrorist organizations, in this case, Al-Qaeda and the Harakat-ul-Mujahideen, which fights in Kashmir. Ashcroft said Walker's actions were not the result of one mistake, nor were they the moves of a person who got caught unexpectedly in a war. Rather, he said, Walker faced several crossroads and each time chose to ally himself with terrorists.
Drawn to South Asia, Walker chose to train with terrorists. Trained as a terrorist, Walker chose more advanced instructions from Al-Qaeda. Schooled by Al-Qaeda, Walker chose to fight on the front lines with America's enemies.
The complaint alleges Walker trained in an Al-Qaeda camp for 7 weeks, learning how to use weapons, explosives, and engage in battlefield combat. And Ashcroft said Walker met and was thanked by Osama bin Laden. Now prosecutors have to prove their case. The counts alleging that Walker provided material support to terrorists are the most intriguing, according to Jonathan Turley, a national security lawyer at George Washington University. The law was created only last fall in the USA Patriot Act.
You have language and a crime that could very well unravel under judicial review. I think it's likely that it will be upheld, but it is an untested law. And that's the reason the administration also threw in a couple of safety counts,
including conspiracy to kill Americans overseas. Yesterday, Ashcroft mentioned Johnny Mike Spann, the CIA officer who was killed in a prison uprising at Mazar-e Sharif last year. Walker was at the prison at the time, but proving he conspired in Spann's death might be difficult. Still, former prosecutor Victoria Tunsing says Spann's death is not the only one that matters here.
You could have an agreement to kill Americans if you're fighting with an enemy that's killing Americans. That's just the nature of a conspiracy charge. You've made an agreement. You don't have to do it in any written statement. But if several hundred of you are out carrying guns and you're shooting at Americans, that's a conspiracy to kill Americans.
To prove their case, Ashcroft said, prosecutors will rely in part on Walker's own statements to FBI investigators. Ashcroft said Walker spoke voluntarily after he was given his Miranda rights and waived his right to an attorney. Jonathan Turley says this could be a major point of contention for any good defense lawyer, whether Walker's words were coerced, not by investigators, but by circumstances.
Mr. Walker was found in a circumstance that could only be defined as coercive. The question is whether, when he was removed from that fortress, an environment was created where he could make a voluntary decision, voluntarily waive his rights, and therefore make his statements admissible.
Ashcroft said that agents are still investigating Walker's case. He said there's always a chance of adding more charges, including, possibly, treason. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.